Good morning. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. LeBron, how you doing, my friend?
All right, we good.
A little bit cold this morning.
It's a little chill out. It was below 40 this morning, but it's the fall time of the year. It's going to warm up, though.
That's right. Looks like it's going to be a pretty nice day after all. Now, LeBron, good time of the year to be camping at Mayo Park. The leaves are turning.
Yes.
A beautiful place if you want to go down and take a nice walk on the nature trail.
That's correct.
You're welcome to do that at no charge. Disc golf, horseshoe pits. It doesn't get much better. Maybe you want to rent a paddle board, a canoe, or a kayak to go out on the lake. All they need to do is RSVP by calling 336-597-7806, correct?
That is correct, Rob. And as you're talking about the leaves changing, anybody knows with leaves, it's an uphill battle with those leaves, man. So we constantly fighting those leaves, seem like every day or every other day, just to, you know, to keep the park nice and clean and keep the campsites nice and blow it off or keep the trails nice. So yes, those leaves are definitely falling. They're quite not. Some of them are starting to change, Rob, but I'd probably say like another week or two, they really, you know, the fall foliage really will start to come, or the color will start to come out on them. You know, as Rob said, you can come on out to Mayo and get some nice pictures of the leaves. I've seen some nice pictures. I've come out, you know, there's nothing wrong with going to the mountains or going to other places. But right here in your hometown, you can see some nice, nice leaves change. As a matter of fact, Rob, we had a fishing tournament this past weekend, and the boats left at 7. And me and one of the other guys was out there right at 6:45, right before it got a little light. And the guy was saying, "That sure is a pretty horizon coming across that lake right there with the leaves right there." And I said, "Definitely is." So if you're in the leaves changing, come on out to Mayo and just, you know, and walk around with us. Also, Rob, we are still open. We don't never shut down. Somebody called yesterday asking that question. We are open all winter long. The only thing is, just after, basically after Halloween, we're only there 5 days a week. So you still can camp. We do have what you call limited services. Basically, we're just not there on the weekends for you. However, we do have someone to come in, maybe just clean the bathroom just once, just to check on stuff. But we as a staff are not there. So go ahead and make your reservation for fall camping. And as Rob stated, you know, we had a nice past weekend, a lot of people sitting around a campfire. So come out and enjoy Mayo, and I guarantee you won't be disappointed. Give us a call at 597-7806.
We're glad to have you tuned in to Playing in Person, a program that is geared and driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on with the Parks and Rec Department. Now, LeBron, you had your, I guess, last bass fishing tournament of the season this past Sunday, correct?
We did have a bass tournament this past Sunday, but it's not our last
one. Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. So we do have another one scheduled for November. As usual, most of my bass guys know that when we do something in the Parks and Rec Department, it's usually always on the second Saturday or second Sunday. So our next bass tournament is scheduled for November the 13th. That's the second Sunday in November. So we will do it again. We had 20 boats to come out, Rob. I do believe we would have had more boats, but some of the other guys that usually fishes with us was fishing. Two other club tournaments going on. So I do believe, and as a matter of fact, I know a lot of the guys that went to those other tournaments were still, Rob. We had 20 boats to come out on this past Sunday. Took 18 pounds to win it, and 18 pounds to win it. And other two places, Rob, was separated by just a few ounces. So
wow.
We thank everybody that came out to fish this past Sunday. In our bass tournament, we do have another bass tournament scheduled for the second Sunday in November, which is November the 13th. Rob, you know, and I always tell the guys, you know, we as the Parks and Rec Department, we work for them. So a lot of them saying, "Well, Street, why don't you do another one in December? That's good fishing, this and that and the third." So guys, don't be surprised if you see us pop up with another tournament in December. As of now, it's not scheduled, but just don't be surprised, because a lot of guys brought it to my attention. You know, they just want something to do. But probably if we do it, Rob, it will be on a Sunday, because a lot of the guys also hunt on those Saturdays.
Okay.
But yes, so we do have another bass tournament right now scheduled for November the 13th, which is a Sunday, the second Sunday in November. And crappy guys, we can't forget about y'all. We have not forgot. But our next crappy tournament is October the 23rd. That's also a Sunday. October the 23rd is our crappy tournament at Mayo. Give me a call at 597-7806 for more information to sign up for this for the next crappy tournament. But again, October the 23rd, which is a couple Sundays away, is our crappy tournament at Mayo.
336-597-7806. You're welcome to stop in at 1013 Newell Store Road ahead of time to pre-register, or you can register that morning. Something else nice about Mayo Park, as LeBron said, they are open year-round. Now, after Halloween, they will only be offering limited services during the weekends, meaning the staff will not be there on Saturdays and Sundays. But if you want to camp, they'll give you a key to the gate to let yourself in and out. And unless it's a major problem, you won't see any of the staff until Monday. But if you want to go down during the week and camp, even though they may be booked up that weekend, a lot of times you can camp between Monday and Thursday. So just go ahead and talk with them at Mayo Park, RSVP. You know, for the next couple of years or so, they will gladly, you know, book like that. And then on the weekends, if they are booked solid tight, they do have a waiting list. So if someone cancels, they'll call the first person on the list. So it doesn't get much better than it is at Mayo Park. Want to make mention about the 22-23 Roxburgh Little Theater Series. It kicks off October 21st, and it's going to be a play directed by Fred Motley. And it's amazing what can happen when you have the right pair of shoes. Log on to KirbyTheater.com or call the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex at 336-597-1709. The Kirby Gallery is located right there in beautiful Uptown Roxburgh, the Kirby Theater, open Tuesday through Friday, 1 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4. You can stop in and buy your season tickets for the Roxburgh Little Theater Series at the Kirby Gallery. But again, log on to KirbyTheater.com or PersonCountyNC.gov. for more information. LeBron Street is with us. LeBron, anything going on much in athletics with the Parks and Rec Department?
Well, Rob, you know, with athletics, it's always something going on. If it's athletics, if it's a special program, if it's at Mayo, it's just always something going on, Rob. Well, you know, it's basketball season coming up. Basketball season will be in. I was talking to a fellow official last night. He was telling me how they already having you know, basketball meetings, and I think he told me the second week in November, high school basketball season starts. So with that being said, we also start in basketball season in the Parks and Rec Department. If your child is between the ages of 5 and 8 years old, let's go ahead and get them signed up for basketball before October the 21st. So registration does end next Friday, October 21st, for ages 5 through 8. And we haven't forgot about you, teenagers and preteens. If you're between the ages of 9 and 18, basketball registration is November the 14th. So let's try to not miss these deadlines to get signed up for the youth basketball. Again, ages 9 through 18, the signups go through November the 14th. And ages 5 through 8, you have until October the 21st. For the upcoming basketball season. Also, Rob, we still do have room for the upcoming Charleston trip that's in December. Please, let's go ahead and get signed up for that. We really would like to go, but we lacking maybe two or three people to go on this trip to Charleston, South Carolina in December. We'll take a big charter bus down there and see the historic Charleston, South Carolina. And your hotel room and all that is provided. I always say, Rob, that with these trips like this, you can't go on these trips for the prices that we offer them for. So
you get a special rate deal.
You definitely get a special rate deal, but we really would like to go. But we need at least two or three more people just to sign up. Then we still got room for plenty more, but we need at least two or three more people, Rob, just to sign up so we can make the trip. So please go ahead and get signed up for this trip to Charleston. Also, Rob, we are offering yoga classes right now. We have 8 classes left. Yes, today we'll make eight. Today is the opening day, October the 11th, and the classes grow through November. So please call us at 597-1755 to get signed up for upcoming yoga classes every Tuesday night. They only meet on Tuesdays once a week, and we'll be more than happy to register you.
And that is also the number you can call to get more information about the trip to Charleston, South Carolina. Want to let you know that anywhere from Roxburgh and Person County, within a 10 to 15 minute drive, you can be at one of the tracks that is maintained by the Parks and Rec Department. If you want to walk early, midday, late in the afternoon, you're welcome to walk at your leisure. Some of the walking tracks has playground equipment for the children. If you want to go down and walk the nature trail at Mayo Park, you're welcome to do so at no charge. Also, if you're one that enjoys tennis, tennis courts available at Person High School and Huck Sansbury. So always something fun and going on with the Parks and Rec Department of Roxburgh and Person County. Keep in mind that crappie fishing tournament at Mayo Park will be on Sunday, October 23rd, 336-597-7806 for more information. And the next bass fishing tournament will be on November the 13th, which is a Sunday, 336-597-7806. If you want to do some camping at Mayo Park, they're open January 1st to December 31st. Just keep that in mind the next time you want to camp at Mayo Park. LeBron, tell us more information.
Yes, that's correct, Rob. We are open all year long, so go ahead and go ahead, get a calendar out, start looking at your reservations for next year for Mayo. I had a lady call yesterday, made some reservations. She went ahead and just planned on out her year. So a lot of people realize, Rob, that camping ain't like it used to be. We this past season, and this past weekend, Rob, we are full. We are legitly full every single weekend. Every camping spot has been taken because COVID, boosts campers at an all-time high. So if you're in the camp, and yes, you can camp during the week. I had two campers yesterday, Rob. Two people show up yesterday just wanting a campsite just for the night or just during the week. So that is feasible also. But just give us a call at 597-7806.
LeBron, before I let you go, just a question for you. I know you've got the tournaments coming up, but how's the fishing been at Mayo Park?
This time of year, Rob, it's like anything else. You can go out there today. A guy told me on my buddy Zeb, he went out there fishing on Thursday. He had a good day Thursday. He said, Street, I was catching plenty of fish left and right. And he came out there Saturday, and he said, Street, if I catch these fish like I did on Thursday, I can about guarantee I win the tournament. Well, 2 days later, went to the same spots, and it seemed like the fish had moved on out. And, he didn't have as good a day he did Thursday. So it's fishing, man. You can go out there today and have a good day and go out there tomorrow, and have a bad day. But a lot of guys told me on this past weekend they caught a lot of fish, but however, they just didn't have like those we call them kickers, that kicker fish or that 4 pound fish to boost them up or whatever. So they are catching fish. The fish are out a little bit deeper now. They were telling me they were catching the fish at between 20 and 27 feet Saturday. So that's fishing. And I haven't really talked to my crappie guys, but the bass guys said they did catch plenty of fish Saturday, but they just couldn't really put no weight on them.
Right.
I said, we had five fish to win at 18 pounds, and then my second and third place came in right at 16 pounds. So that's where they were ranging from Saturday. But it's that time of year. However, in the spring, March and April, 16 pounds won't even just about put you in the running for the category.
Right, yeah.
They're between eight, they're going to weigh in between 18 and 23 pounds because they're full of eggs. So that's fishing. That's why we call it fishing and not catching.
That's right. LeBron, appreciate you coming out, sharing some great news about the Parks and Rec Department.
Yes, my pleasure. Everyone have a good day.